The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, it is, isn't it? It's Monday again. Well, hard to believe. The 29th, tomorrow's the 30th, 31st, and then we're going to turn the page. Unfortunately, everybody, virtually everyone, and tomorrow night, the first hour, John Hoag will be here, the world's foremost authority on Nostradamus, to give us his annual predictions, which he has been doing on this program forever. We'll find out what John sees ahead, but most everyone else that I know in geopolitics is predicting not good things. I call it, if you like 2014, you're going to love 2015 because it's going to be hell on wheels. And all indications are that we're in for a very rough ride. First up tonight is a man who has served this country heroically, applied himself beyond the measure of most men and women, and was completely raped by this government, had everything taken away from him. One of the key scientists working in the United States NASA Space Shuttle program, which ultimately, thanks to the brilliance of German scientists, took man to the moon and brought him back safely. Clark McClelland. Clark has been a friend of mine for a long, long time. He has, as you know, very severe infections, wounds, lesions, if you will, on his legs. They are tied into diabetes to some degree. They are beyond painful. He's on pain medications. He'd be the first to tell you that. I'm not talking out of school here. But he wanted to do the program, and I'm going to have him on as often as he wants to come on for as long as he wants to do it, because he has a story to tell. And if you click on Clark McClelland's name and go to his website, you will see at least a hint of what I'm talking about. Hello, Clark, and I hope your Christmas was blessed with perhaps some family, perhaps a few moments of kindness and happiness for you.
Well, I had some of that. I had a nice, wonderful dinner with my eldest daughter and her three wonderful grandchildren of mine.
Oh, nice.
And she even invited my ex-wife, her mother.
I don't know what to say about that. But.
Yeah, well, we kind of get along in a way, but my son Clark was there too, her brother, my firstborn.
Yes, I know who he is. Yeah,
and he was there, so we had this wonderful dinner at Cook's up here in Florida.
Ah, nice. Well, I'm glad to hear this. I wasn't expecting to hear good news. I'm happy for you, very much so.
It's a rare time when I have something good like this.
Well, I understand.
Very rare. I'm in a lot of pain, Jeff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's intense. It's 24/7. I'm in it right now, but it's not hurting me much now.
Yeah.
Well,
here's the thing. Let me interrupt. Your mind may be pain-ridden, but you are as sharp as you have ever been, and you have much work to do, my friend. You have writing to do. You have more of your story to tell. The truth about NASA and extraterrestrials.
That's right.
And off-planet development.
That's right.
And probably a very advanced space fleet that we operate. The NASA program, the shuttle, essentially a misdirection. While the real deal was going on, we've probably been to Mars long ago. We know
we've
exactly.
We've been to Mars. Yeah. We've been to Mars and on the moon.
Yeah.
Long ago.
Yeah.
And you're not allowed to know that because all you are considered to be are taxpayers for the
right.
criminals in politics to spend the billions they do wastefully.
Sure. We're taxpayers and we support the corporatocracy that is this country now. It's no longer a republic.
Oh, no, 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 no. This nation was destroyed several decades ago. It's not the United States of America any longer. I'm sorry to say to people that are listening. It's now the New World Order of North America. That takes in Canada, the USA, and parts, if not all, of Mexico. And in that, we have total control. Not we, but I mean the people that control the banks have total control over every life in the United States, the former United States. And we're
Absolutely.
All enslaved. We're all enslaved, Jeff. We're all enslaved, and the sheep going out to their basketball, they don't seem to realize it because they don't really have the brains anymore.
No. They're in, essentially, when they go to these big stadiums, they're slaughterhouses, but the sheep are let go. They can go home afterward.
Yeah,
but
right.
The control is absolute, and you know, it's almost as if you can hear the leg irons.
Yeah.
You can almost hear them.
Yeah, you can.
It's scary stuff. All right, my friend. Clark's website. Tell them where the website is, Clark. Tell them what you're offering right now.
All those that can, listen, please. I'm hurting bad, so I'll try to explain this so you can read it, you can hear it, and then maybe go to my website. It is Stargate, S-T-A-R-G-A-T-E, Stargate, the hyphen is a letter between two letters.
It's like a dash, right?
It's a dash, and then Chronicles, StargateChronicles.com.
Very simple.
When you open it up, you're going to see me sitting in the space shuttle Columbia that's now in the ocean. It blew up and was destroyed by what I know was sabotage, but they won't say that. The Challenger was also sabotage, but they won't say that.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
So we have basically 100% success rate except for sabotage or close
that's to right.
it.
Just about, almost.
I'll be damned.
We've lost the Challenger and the Columbia because of that. And we were left with three remaining shuttles, of which could have flown more missions. Discovery was the oldest one of them. And the other two, Atlantis, and the what's the other name? I forgot now. I'm 80 years old, and I'm forgetting. So.
I'm 39, and I'm forgetting.
Yeah. Anyway,
that was a joke.
Obama, with his destruction of the shuttle program, destroyed what we had.
Oh, they dismantled everything.
He's an evil, high treason traitor to the United States and the people.
Well, he hates America.
That's
he hates the people.
That's right. He hates America. He's a black man. He hates the Americans.
Well, I call him white because he's half and half. You can call him black. I don't know.
Well, he looks black to me, but. I have black friends, so I'm not insulting the black people.
No, no.
No way. I have a lot of black friends. Anyway, one thing that we all have to look forward to is something greater than nuclear power. Because nuclear power is extremely dangerous.
Okay, well, it's killed the planet.
That's right.
We are never going to get rid of nuclear power.
Fukushima.
Even if we discontinue and somehow... decommission the plants, it doesn't matter. The waste is going to be around forever and ever.
That's right. That's right. And the entire Pacific Ocean has been poisoned by Fukushima.
I know that.
Yeah, you carried it a lot on your site. Anyway, the fish in that ocean, don't eat them.
There will be no more orcas left in a couple of years. They're dying. They're headed for extinction.
That's right. The human race is an evil disease on the planet Earth, and the planet Earth is a cosmic life form. It's a life form, and the sun, our solar energy, the sun is our God, closest God to us.
That's nicely said. Let me tell you something about the site, Clark. Yes. The text on your site, please have your webmaster tweak it up. It's supposed to be white, but it's almost unreadable. It's so pale.
What's pale?
The text on your website.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it needs to be turned up to white against your beautiful background of the universe.
Oh,
so
okay.
So if your webmaster is listening, I can see the images of Von Braun and the 8 to 9 foot tall E.T. in the crew compartment of a secret space shuttle mission. I see that.
Yeah.
But I cannot read the text above or below it. It's not readable.
Okay. Well, so that's probably true. What... Whiten it, okay?
Yeah, whiten
well,
the text.
My webmaster has been a bit angry at me lately, so I'm not sure if he did something to the site or not. So I'll have to...
Well, hopefully he's listening, and who... I don't know his name, but please fix it so we
Marcus
can get some...
Marcus Daniel in Brazil.
Okay, Marcus, please take a look and tweak this up. You can do it with your eyes shut. All right, let's get that done. Now, Clark also has something that he has no way to make a living. He can't walk well at all.
I can't. I'm crippled, Jeff.
I know you are, my friend.
I can hardly drive. Thank goodness my right leg is okay.
Did the lesion on your right leg on the top of your foot close?
No. On my left leg, the lesion is right below my left knee. It is a total lesion, open wounds with blood all the time. All the way down to the toes, ankles, and my foot. It's open wounds from my foot all the way up just below the knee.
So you're driving with your right leg.
I drive with my right leg.
All right.
And the pain is horrible. I have to go see a doctor tomorrow.
Thank God you can still drive.
Yeah, that's the only thing. If I can't drive, Jeff, I'm going to find some way to go. I'm going to find some way to go bye-bye.
I don't want to hear that, but we've talked many, many times, and I wouldn't blame you. I understand.
Well, yeah. I've almost reached 80. I'm heading for my 80th year. But what I've experienced in those 80 years, Jeff, is to me so amazing. Astronomy.
Oh, my
science.
God. You lived at the pinnacle of achievement on a personal and scientific level, but a mankind achievement level
as well.
And
I'm very proud of that. And I'm very proud of the people I worked with and two of my best friends from childhood, from age 12 up. They just passed away. So
I lost
two email buddies right there.
Well, I'm sorry. Maybe you'll pick up some new ones after tonight. Now, Clark has something that I want to encourage all of you to grab. It is a piece of the gold foil, real gold foil.
Yeah. 24 carat
from the lunar lander
of Apollo 15.
Yes, Apollo 15, and it is on a picture. It's a little square, and he's put it on the picture, a photograph, color photo of Apollo 15, the lunar lander on the moon. And you can get this beautiful framed picture with an actual piece of the gold foil, which was kind of pilfered and given to Clark.
James Irwin, my friend, astronaut Jim Irwin.
Yeah.
He was born in Pittsburgh like me. And we were buddies until he passed on. But James Irwin cut sheets of that off and brought some back to me. And what I've done since is I put it on a photo of him saluting the U.S. flag on the moon. It's in a gold 4x6 inch frame. He's saluting the flag, and behind him, you see the actual gold sitting on the moon yet,
Hadley
Rill. And that little piece of gold you have on your
came
photo
came from that gold. I got
it's
it.
It's 24 karat gold. You'll have a piece of gold from that lunar module sitting on the moon, and it's still sitting at the Hadley Real area.
I want to thank you for sending me mine years ago. I treasure it.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to ask is that there has been a little news lately about the astronaut landing locations on the moon having been declared off limits to all nations.
That's exactly the reason why, and that's my topic for tonight.
All right.
It's because of the helium-3 that is in all six of those landing sites. Jeff, about a year before we launched to land Neil Armstrong on the moon in 1969, I was made aware, because I was with the Office of Naval Intelligence, I was made aware that we were going to land on helium-3 areas on the moon, all six sites, because they were found to be very, very strong with helium-3. So that's why we have warned off China, Russia, and any other nation to stay the hell away from our landing sites, or they're going to be in big trouble. And believe
okay.
me, this nation has weapons right now that they would be in extremely bad trouble.
I believe you. I would also ask you to please explain helium-3 to our listeners so we all know what you're talking about.
Well, helium-3, they've researched it at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. Helium-3 fusion energy may be the key to future space exploration and settlement. I'm reading this from a report written by the University of Madison. Okay, please. I'm going to read it because...
Go ahead.
I was not able to write it all down. My hand is not working right either now. Anyway, a Gerald Kolsinski, the director of the Fusion Technology Institute at the University of Wisconsin at Madison, he said helium-3 fusion energy may be the key to future space exploration and settlement out there, meaning other planets.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the truth. I learned that when I was still with NASA 20-some years ago. I learned things at NASA that only now, to some degree, is coming out. I knew about this helium-3 way back then, and I was very proud to say I knew about it, because the Office of Naval Intelligence is the actual military source that controls our space efforts and exploration, because space is an ocean. It's not an air like Air Force. So it's an ocean and admirals.
That's why the Navy's up there. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. The Navy's up there. And the Navy is an excellent organization. At least I hope it still is.
Yeah.
But with what we've got, the government now in the Senate, Congress, and the White House, we've got two real morons in the White House as president and vice president. And we have a lot of senators and congressmen that have committed high treason.
They're career criminals, and they are beyond treasonous. And not one of them in the House or the Senate will stand up and go down in history as telling the truth.
That's right, because they're cowards. We have a nation of a lot of cowards now, and a lot of cowards are coming out of schools in this nation.
Amen. Helium-3, otherwise known as capital H, small e,
that's
H-E,
right.
-3
right.
is a light non-radioactive isotope of helium with two protons and one neutron.
That's
it is
right.
Very rare on the Earth, and it is sought after highly for use in nuclear fusion research. Get the picture. Okay, I think you do.
That's
There's
right. Wise up, America.
Yeah.
Wise up, listeners. Scientists estimate there are about 1 million tons of helium-3 on the moon. That's enough to power the world for thousands of years ahead of now.
Okay, let's just say that we're going to mine the moon. We're going to bring back a couple of tons of it.
That's right.
How much energy can a couple of tons, say 4,000 pounds, of helium-3 produce? How volatile is it?
The shuttle payload bay, when we had a shuttle, could hold 25 tons. And the supply, 25 tons of a shuttle payload bay, if it were brought back here, could supply the entire United States energy needs for an entire year.
Oh, my. Wow.
Apollo astronaut and geologist and Harrison Schmitt, who flew in Apollo 17, he's the one that picked up and brought back sample packages of helium-3 so that it could be researched here. And University of Wisconsin has done a wonderful job.
How nice. They
call it a cash crop on the moon.
Oh, well, it's ready to harvest. You don't have to do anything.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Fascinating. All right. Well, I didn't know it was that incredibly potentially powerful to do much work. 25 tons, the whole country for a year.
That's right.
That's easy. One flight a year.
That's right. And if there's over a million or so, more than a million tons on the moon, that could supply the Earth with power beyond nuclear energy up to 2,000 to 3,000 years ahead.
Nuclear energy, without question, is the most insane thing that I think humankind has ever done.
That's right.
We did not need to crack the atom like that.
No. Fukushima proved that.
Well, as you say, the ocean is dead. I've been saying it for years.
That's right.
And come this March, it'll be 4 years, and there still has yet to be one United Nations outrage about what the Japanese are doing by burning hundreds of millions of tons of radioactive material in these municipal chimneys, and it goes right up into the air. Not only does it come down on them, but it comes right across the ocean, covering the North American continent, and heads all the way across to Europe, although
in lesser
concentrations.
They're getting the United States back for the nuclear bombs we dropped there.
Well, Abe is a nutcase, and we won't necessarily...
Anyway,
Fukushima, folks, just so you know, is getting worse by the minute, literally. We are so lucky they had another big quake there that what they say they've gotten all the spent fuel out of Reactor 4 spent fuel pool. That is a bald-faced lie.
They haven't.
All they took out were the rods that they could pull out. The bent, the congealed ones, the ones that have stuck together, the ones that have broken off in pieces at the bottom, they're still sitting there.
That's right.
So
some of the scientists say helium-3 is not in abundance on the moon. I ask this question then. Why the USA, Russia, China are feverishly planning a return to the moon, that is, us return to the moon. Russia and China has never been there. And they're going back there to find ways of mining H3. All six Apollo moon landings were on fields of H3.
Okay. Todd, let's go through the break on this. I want to get more out of Clark. This idea of helium-3 is so important. That's what is all of a sudden driving what little talk there is some, driving the U.S. back to the moon. Why not go back to the moon? Well, the big question is, why did we stop going
to
the moon? See?
That's right. We're now, I see what we're involved in now with China and Russia and the USA, since we've had our space program pretty well scuttled. But listen to me, please. Straight and narrow. It has not been scuttled because there are top secret spaceships large enough to go to the moon and actually mine helium-3 and bring it back here right now. We've been on Mars already for several decades. So listen to me.
We know exactly what's up there.
That's right. Mars was my planet of study when I was in astronomy.
Oh, really?
That's right. At the Allegheny Observatory of the University of Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. I studied Mars there for many years.
Well,
when I was 12 years old up until I left and came to the Space Center.
I didn't know that about you.
Oh, yeah.
For you folks who may not be up to speed on Mars and what we know, if you don't believe it, you can look. All you have to do is go to one of many websites that have collected hundreds of pictures from Curiosity. Joseph Skipper is a legendary figure in my mind. He's not well known by name, but his website is marsanomalies.com.
That's right.
marsanomalies.com. www.rinsradio.com. Uh-huh. Go and take a look at what's up there, and you will start to laugh.
That's right. So
pathetically obvious that the planet was, and maybe still is, inhabited with incredibly advanced, intelligent life forms. I put a picture about a month ago up on the homepage at Rents, Clark. I don't know if you saw it. It was of a valve on Mars,
yes,
on the ground. Did you see the valve?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a valve.
That's like, right. You
turn your sprinklers on with just
That's
a little
right.
X. You turn the valve, and it had a housing. You could see the bolts around the housing next
That's
to
right.
it.
Mars.
Look, come on.
It's Mars had a Martian population. And then at the time when the planet just beyond Mars was either hit by something or exploded on its own, or who knows, it may have had warfare on it. When it exploded, that formed the asteroid belt that's just beyond Mars, between Mars and Jupiter. And the Martians at that time knew then that they had to react to it and build their spaceship. When they did that, they traveled to Earth, Jeff. We are Martians here. There's a lot of your Earth beings that are actually Martians.
Now, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah. And the black
Never
people,
have.
The black yeah. people of this planet were the first race here. They were created through the manipulation of the ape and gorilla primate families, and then of course after that the humanoid black person came out of it and was walking on land, and that's what we have now, the black race. That's who the black race is. The first race on planet Earth were the black race in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Okay.
The other races were brought here by star colonies.
Well, you can tell, look at the Chinese, look at the Asians.
Oh,
They're
yeah.
Not, they didn't come out of the same basket that we
no.
did. Come on, whole
no
different
way.
Thing.
No way.
Their eyes were somehow, that extra lid or that heavier lid, it's like they were from a planet with different light or something. It was just, they're different. It's obvious.
Yeah.
And so much of the genetic material, the DNA in people,
yeah.
is even referred to as alien DNA
That's
by
right.
scientists. Because they don't know what it is.
I have a rare blood type. I have Rh negative, A-Rh negative. But NASA, when they took a blood sample from me during an astronaut test they were giving me, they called me into a conference room where there were two or three doctors there, and they all sat and they said, "Mr. McClellan, how did you get iridium in your bloodstream?" I said, "It's very, very faint. It's hardly there to recognize." They said, "Yes, but we found it. You have iridium in your blood. Iridium can only be found in space, Jeff."
Understand.
Yeah. So I apparently have something from space in my bloodstream.
Well, if the truth be known, this planet is so much different than anyone except you and some of our listeners and a few others would ever understand. It is
yeah.
vastly different. Our history, 4.5 billion years. This so-called species of ours has arisen and destroyed itself, I feel, on numerous occasions.
Oh, it has.
All over India are results of a massive
yes.
nuclear war.
That's right.
Radiation is all over the place.
That's right.
You know. Well, we're on the same page here.
Anyway.
Now, go ahead, Clark, please.
I'm trying to think what I wanted to say.
Well, let me tell people what to do. If what Clark is trying to do is selling very inexpensively chapters of his book, okay? You can see them laid out there. Rather than sell the whole book, he's selling chapters as he writes them. And when the book is all done, then the book will be ready to go, of course.
I have chapter 24 that I'm writing right now that will explain a lot about what the H3 is. And where it's going and where it came from. So chapter 24 is what I'm writing. I have 23 chapters on it right now, and the government will not allow me to publish my book. I went worldwide trying to get a publisher.
Well, wait a minute. You can publish it yourself. We can
do this. I know,
but
I wanted to get a publisher like the rest of the people.
Well, no, you've got to be part of the tribe, and if they say no, you're out.
That's it. I was out. So anyway, a place in Hong Kong contacted me, Jeff.
Uh-huh.
They said, Clark, would you send us two chapters to read? So I sent them two of my more powerful chapters, and they said, we'll be back in touch with you. They got back in touch with me. They said, my God, this is amazing. We have absolute interest in publishing you and your book. And then they said, we'll be in touch with you again soon. 6 to 7 days later, they sent me an email. We have no further interest in you, Clark. Sorry, bye.
Well, that's...
That's the evil of this country.
Well, that's right. They were just told.
They were told by the Zionists,
yeah.
Stop this. We can't afford to have him publishing his book. I'm an anti-Zionist, by the way.
That has nothing to do with being anti-Jewish, anti-Protestant, anti-Catholic.
That's right.
Zionism is a secular, non-religious, geopolitical movement which has as its sole purpose the conquest and subjugation of the planet and all
of its exactly
people.
What they're doing now. That's exactly. There's a lot of us that are under their enslavement power already, yeah. And I hate that.
Look how many deaths are directly attributable to the Zionist banking cartel.
Oh, yeah.
150 million just in the last century alone. We don't know. The Stargate Chronicles, there's a photograph on Clark's page inside a secret shuttle mission of that 8 to 9 foot tall.
That's right.
Giant ET,
that's right.
Which has its own kind of space suit on and gold-covered helmet. It's vastly different than ours. Now, is that a correct photo? That's an accurate photo?
It's not a photo, Jeff. It's an artist concept that looks like a photo.
Okay, very good.
The other one that's viewed in the crew compartment, you see, that's where NASA can't stop me. I have another person who saw the same 8 to 9 foot tall alien creature inside the crew compartment of the space shuttle that was built for only 6 foot people.
All bent over and doubled.
All bent over. Now, I saw a huge spaceship behind the shuttle when I saw the giant in the payload.
Well, there have been so many pieces of video or digital recording released which show things flying right past the ISS, right past the shuttle.
Yeah.
These are all over the place.
That's
out there.
Okay, Nation, all of you listening, the ISS, the International Space Station, was first called the Space Station Freedom until this nation's government was totally captured, and they changed it to the International Space Station. The International Space Station, now that we cannot travel to it, have to rely on the Russians to take us there at about $6 billion a flight. $6 million at least per astronaut. They own our space station. We built it with our shuttle flights. We spent taxes to build it, and it was captured, and now Russia and China own the International Space Station.
Right. Right. I know.
You're not allowed to know that.
I know it, but you're right. No,
that's right.
People don't know.
I know all about that stuff. That's why they hate me, because I tell the truth. And they can't afford to have my truth getting out to the people like it is tonight. So please, all of you people, if you'd like to help me, please. I'm not very well off. I'm in deep poverty. I know that's hard to believe, but my retirement at NASA was canceled. It was shot down. It was blacked out. I never got anything from it. And
Clark's,
I had 34 years there.
Yeah. His pension... Everything was taken from him. This is really an outrage beyond measure.
Wife divorced me. We lost our home. My car was stolen, and my son died.
Well,
now, that's giving me a hint. Shut up, Clark, or more is going to happen.
Exactly.
You see?
Well, I'm glad you haven't shut up. You're a very brave man.
That's one thing. Our nation was, our family, the Clark family part of it, It was brought over here in 1620 with the Mayflower. John Clark on board that was the first mate, and he established a family here. So our family's been here since 1620. That's a heck of a long time.
Well, you're one of the earliest Americans, no question.
That's right.
Let me make mention, and we have a break coming up here just in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Of Dr. Wernher von Braun. What a wonderful, brilliant man.
He was wonderful, brilliant, and yes, he was a German, and yes, he was in the SS, but he told me privately himself that if he had not approved of that, that Himmler was going to have him and his entire family slaughtered.
Yeah, I know. They all basically were working under sentence of death.
That's
very
right.
Very similar. And if you study World War II and understand that 43-44, Germany knew it was going to be beaten unless super weapons could be made to save the day.
That's right.
That's why they used so much slave labor. They had no, I'm not justifying it, but they had no choice. If they were going to try to preserve the slaughter and prevent it that happened after the war, which they weren't able to, they had to work these people, and it was inhuman. But it happened, and unfortunately, most any country would probably do the same damn thing. There were so many Germans over here after the war, that they were really our space program.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
They were brought over here. I knew most of, if not all of the scientists that were brought here and technicians. Dr. von Braun, Dr. Debus, the director of the Kennedy Space Center, was my friend. His entire family was. And I'm sorry, my mind's slipping.
Hold on a minute. Think about it. We'll come right back. I got to do a pause here. Just a sec, Clark. We'll come right back. Okay, and we're back. All right, did you remember the name? No big deal if you didn't.
Well, it was
I know who you mean. This guy is not talked about much at all.
No, he's not. He was a senior scientist out there that talked to me about all types of things.
He was a giant. He was involved with de Glock in Germany.
Yeah.
Actually, I think it was built in Austria, but... at any rate, they just supposedly found an enormous underground tunnel facility in Austria, which was used by the Germans. You notice I don't say Nazis, because very few Germans were actually in the party.
That's right.
And Hitler, to his personal manservant, who asked him, should I join the party, said, I'm thinking about dissolving it. It's just nothing. I don't need it. This is all about Germany. Anyway, this underground complex is, I've got a story running, is supposed to have been where they were working on their nuclear program, one of the main locations. And they were within months of having the ability to turn the war around. It was that close.
Well, you know, I was sent to Kecksburg to observe when it came down there.
Yeah.
With a senior scientist that was at the top of his ranks in NASA. He and I went there. He has since passed away. But anyway, we were both there. We were watched very closely. And I observed the object that was launched by Russia. It was launched to go to Venus, but it failed and it went into Earth orbit. And as it failed in Earth orbit, it came down through the Pacific, up over Canada, and then made a dog leg turn south. And then at Pittsburgh area, it made another dog leg turn east, and it hit Kecksburg, PA, which was about 30 miles from Pittsburgh, my hometown.
Huh.
Anyway, that object came down there, and it was exactly what we had at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, because the general that brought it back here by General, hold on, please.
Sure.
I'm slipping off my chair.
No problem.
The General George Patton. George Patton was able to have the device that was created by the Germans actually brought over here secretly on a ship with an SS general taking care of it on its way over. And when it arrived here, it was taken up to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. And without a doubt, it is still there in the underground laboratories that exist below Wright-Patterson Air Force Base.
So, I didn't know any of this. Patton got it out. Patton knew who the real enemy was. Fought the wrong enemy.
Patton knew it, and he was murdered. His wife even has admitted that her husband was murdered.
By the Bolshevik Zionists, they knew that he knew. And he had actually kept three German SS divisions together and fully armed, ready to go. He said, I'll roll them all out of here. I'll push them all back. He said, their supply lines are cows, pigs, sheep, and that's about it. He said, I can give them a war that they have never seen before.
That's
the Germans
right.
didn't have it at the end. They were just bled to death.
That's right.
And Patton knew. Read about it, folks, if you're hearing this for the first time.
Patton was an excellent general.
He's a great general.
The best general in Asia and the European area.
I agree.
He was the best general of all. MacArthur couldn't match him, and Eisenhower absolutely couldn't match him because when he came to the Buchenwald concentration camp, and my dad was there with Patton, my dad was about 10, 15 feet away from the two generals talking. He overheard them talking about the bodies that were laying there, and some that were not even dead yet that looked like dead people.
Right. They were starving to death.
And Eisenhower asked Patton where he could go to a ditch, and Patton pointed to one across the way, maybe 20 feet from where they were. He went over there, and Eisenhower stood there for 4 to 5 minutes throwing up.
Mm-hmm.
Eisenhower didn't have the stomach of a general. Patton had a steel stomach.
Eisenhower was a political hack. All he was.
That's right.
No mincing words.
I met him at the Kennedy Space Center too.
He was also a mass murderer. After the war, of course, he presided over the liquidation, the extermination, the genocide of between 1 and 2 million Germans who had been in uniform and who were just left to die in open air enclosures the year
That's
round.
Right.
He was horrible. So was Churchill. So was Churchill's
Roosevelt.
Staff.
Roosevelt, same thing.
Same thing.
Nothing but corrupt, treasonous politicians.
Roosevelt's administration was, as you know, chock full of Bolshevik Zionist spies. They were no secrets.
No.
Okay, we have 4 minutes. What do we want to talk about here we haven't talked about yet? Now, all of this is in Clark's book, chapter after chapter.
It's StargateChronicles.com.
With a hyphen. StargateChronicles.com.
That's right. If you would, please, the people listening, if you could go there, if you want something very special before I run out of the gold, I have the gold from the moon from Apollo 15. If you would like one of those gold, moon gold photos, I will ship one out to you, and it's not very expensive. But a piece of gold from the moon, who could put a price on that, especially when you're listening to $1.5 million for a basketball player.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
It's sickness. It's sickness. That's what it is.
Yeah. Pull the phone up closer to your where you talk.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. I need to have people help me, though, if you would, please. I know it's just after Christmas, so if you could read my chapters and at least maybe buy a moon gold photo. I have some here. I'll ship it out to you.
That would be wonderful. I hope they do. And Christmas doesn't come but once a year. Christmas is every day.
Yeah. A moon gold photo would be perfect for a college graduate.
Oh, yeah.
For a newborn baby, for a married couple, My nurse was just married last week. I gave him a moon gold photo as a wedding gift.
Oh, nice.
And it's a great gift for anybody. I've given several away free of charge to our wounded soldiers from Vietnam and from Afghanistan and places like
that.
Well,
how about a college student graduating in astronomy?
That's right. Anything like that. It would make a perfect gift and a very, very rare and important gift, because as it gets older, that piece of gold from the moon isn't going to lose value.
Oh, no.
No way.
No. There's a very limited number of them.
That's right. So it's Stargate Chronicles, Stargate-Chronicles.com, ladies and gentlemen. If you'd like to help me, please. I do need help. I'm sorry to have to ask for help
like that.
It's okay.
Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
There are so many intelligently guided craft that have been recorded flying around the ISS and shuttles up there. What kind of contact do you expect is going on now, if any? Are they just up there observing and watching us? What are they doing?
Well, we have to be watched, Jeff, because we're not a race that can be trusted. The human race is very, very seldom trusted by alien creatures, because they know of our warfare, how we've killed millions of people, little children by the millions, and that makes me wonder about where God is, you see? Where is God when all these millions of children are being slaughtered because he supposedly loved children more than anything?
Right.
Where is God? Where is God? I'm asking God.
Yeah.
So anyway, but I thank you again for having me on, and I can come on again some other time if you'd like.
Anytime, you just let me know.
Okay, I'll do that. And
if you have anyone, Clark, that you know that you're still in touch with, who's not afraid to speak about any of these things with you, you might want to bring somebody on with you sometime. That would
be
fun.
Well, that's my problem. The two men that would have done that just recently died. And I have nobody else because I'm on my verge of 80 years old, and my two friends were less than 80, but they died. And here I am still here with 80 years.
Well, you sound great for 80, and if you can just beat this horrible problem you have, you can go another 20.
Well, I wish I could. I wish I could. My mother was 90, almost 91 when she passed.
My
father was 88 or 89 when he passed. So we have very long lives. And
My friend, you sound better than you did the last several times we talked. So I don't know what's going on, but I'm glad to hear it. And,
well, I appreciate that very much, Jeff. You are absolutely the most patriotic person on the planet Earth for this United States of America that once existed, that doesn't any longer. It's the new world order of North America now.
There's
a new world order of Central America and the new world order of South America too. So what's happened is the Zionist banks have taken over all those nations.
Correct. Yep.
And that's who's done it. Now wise up. If you're Jewish, please, I'm not cutting down Jewish people. The Zionists are not the Jews of the Hebrew faith.
It's really up to the Jews to lead the awakening about what's really going on
here.
That's
right, if they could only do that, but the publicity is the problem.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
All right, Clark, I'll be here. Just let me know when you want to come back on.
Okay, thank you. If you people could help me, please do that. Thank you.
Okay, Clark, good night.
Good night.
Clark McClelland. I think the first time Clark was on was, close to 20 years ago. All right, please do. Those gold pieces from the Apollo mission, extraordinary. And beautiful picture, nicely framed, 4x6. It's quite a special gift. Okay, we'll pause and be back.